Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're ready. I'm just finishing my mouthful of courgette spaghetti with cucumber, avocado, tomato, coriander, pistachio nuts, pink Himalayan salt, olive oil, and fresh lemon juice as we do yet another fabulous recording for Keeping It Real by Caroline and Sophie. That was just to tell you what I'm having today for lunch. Light, delicious, affordable, plant-based, and we've decided that today is going to be all about health and beauty, and I very much believe that what happens on the inside reflects on the outside.
Very true. Well, we're really, really delighted to share with you today all our inside tips, tricks, and where to go for our various things that keep us in shape and keep our hair glossy and our skin dewy and everything else that we do on a daily basis. So we're really, really happy to share all this info with you today.
And I'm very, very thrilled to admit to you, because this has come as a bit of a surprise to me, seeing as I have, and I know that's very irritating to hear, but I'm one of these people who for my entire life have had the same weight. I eat like a man, which I know that even more of you probably hate to hear, and I do very little exercise, but that has really been my reality up until very recently, because I had a surgery about 6 weeks ago. And as a result of that, I've been as active as I normally am, but I haven't done my 20 minutes of yoga every week. And I can really physically see that around my belly. So hey ho, everyone, here's the good news. The good news is that I also now have to dedicate 10 minutes, three times a week, to doing the exercise that works for my body. And the exercise that works for my body is and has always been yoga. I keep it pretty simple unless I have an instructor, which I do maybe 6 to 8 times per year. But bar that, what I find is enough for me is when I get up in the morning and I've taken my children to school, if I just do anywhere between 5 and 8 full sun salutations, that is enough to keep my body firm. On top of that, I'm super active. Little Wilma, our lucky little cockapoo, enjoys a good walk every day, which depending on my time can be anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes. And I do make it a fast-paced walk. I find that that also is enough for my personal body. I know it's a bit different for you, Soph, right?
Well, I do quite a lot of walking with Coco as well. And the boys love riding their bikes. So I end up putting on my workout clothes every weekend. And that's how I spend my entire weekend, because I'm just running around after them. So I'm really, really active in my normal life. But to top it up, I also really love to do at least an hour workout 3 times a week. And then my 20-minute top-ups with Epulsive, which I just find really target the tough areas.
That really reminds me, we've got to do Paolo's body bar, sweetheart.
Yeah, I did it this morning, actually. And I have to say, it is unbelievably hard to do sometimes. I mean, Paolo was actually instructing the class this morning. And because she's obviously trained all her trainers, she is the guru of it. And it was painful. I mean, it was really, really hard to do. There were a couple of guys in the class actually this morning who couldn't actually do it at all, which made me feel quite proud of myself.
I think we might have to film when I come in, because I think that might be one of the most hilarious things, seeing as I can't run 100 meters without getting a side stitch.
Well, with all of these things, practice makes perfect. And when I first started doing it, I was completely out of sync with anyone else, completely off whack with all my coordination, and felt like a complete wally at the back of the class. But obviously, the more you do it, and I now at least do it 3 times a week, the better you get, the more flexible you come, same as yoga, and the more you enjoy it, because you can actually do it and you can push your body to
and
places
you feel good. You release so many toxins, yeah, and stuff, right?
Well, you feel challenged. Yeah. It's really nice to feel like you're challenging your body. And I love feeling pain and feeling burn and thinking, I like going through the pain threshold sometimes. I like thinking, we've got another 16 repetitions to do and we've only done 4, and my glutes are burning.
But
my legs
feel
are shaking.
Like when you finished it, it's that energy.
Amazing.
That's exhilarating. Okay,
it's
so I'm
burst.
Going to Denmark tomorrow. So how yeah. about when I'm back? I'm back next Thursday.
Yeah.
Should we go next Friday?
I
should
think
we commit
should.
To it right now?
Yeah, I'll look up the timetable and you can decide which class you want to do. I tend to do the ones in the morning so that the day is then clear.
Yeah.
But there's a little...
I think it's better to suffer early.
Yeah. There's a little class that happens in Fulham, which is obviously really close to where I live, which is my go-to. And then there's my glam version at KXU, which is my ultimate workout.
Oh my gosh, I would love to go there. I've yeah. only heard about it down
it's
on
really,
Pavilion Road.
Really lovely. It's yeah, it's beautiful. The classes there are actually a bit tougher, I think, because the
trainers
are a bit
tougher. Okay, let's definitely do that and reward ourselves by going to Grainger's afterwards and having
yes.
their delicious corn pancakes with Yum. Hot smoked salmon on the side. It was bizarre for the 9-10 days that we were in Dubai. And for the first time in as long as I can remember, I didn't crave anything healthy. My body wanted waffles with Nutella for breakfast, or pancakes with maple syrup and bacon on the side for breakfast, or I wanted juicy muffins with Nutella. I had such a sweet craving. Mm. And for lunch, we would have truffle pizzas, or we would have a big round of sushi, but not, you know, really rich sushi. And then we would do a lot of Cheesecake Factory. We would go to Nusret a couple of times, which is my favorite steak restaurant in the world. Both times I went, I ate an entire cow. But it was bizarre. I didn't crave anything green, where normally... Mm. My diet is pretty green. Yeah. I mean, I start my morning with a fresh celery juice, often have avocado with maybe smoked salmon or with cucumber tomato on crisp bread with some grilled halloumi. But I really crave healthy stuff. My lunches are often crispy, delicious salads with lots of seeds or a piece of grilled fish or a piece of grilled chicken. And this is because I crave it. I don't normally crave. I will always want to have a piece of chocolate after my lunch and after my dinner, or a piece of cake. But I don't only crave sweet. And craving sweet for 9-10 days in a row, I came back and I saw my acupuncturist yesterday. And she almost didn't recognize me when I walked into the room. And she said, like, what's happened to you? You're extremely tired. Your face looks so different. And I had my treatment, and she only put 2 needles into me because she could feel that my adrenals were so overactive. And when my adrenals get too active, I become too sensitive, so I can't take a very strong treatment. But she ended up giving me the kidney needle. And as soon as she gave me that kidney needle, it basically unblocked the effects, I think, of not really nourishing my body for the last 10 days.
And sugar, which is yeah. poison.
And I ended yeah. up leaving the room looking and feeling rather different. And I so believe, and having had a lot of questions after our post this morning on Instagram where we shared with you guys that we were going to talk about health and beauty, I'm definitely going to say to you guys that when I have a diet, as I did for the last 10 days, that was very, very rich on sugar, basically I would say 90% sugar and meat and really nothing very healthy, it has come out in my skin. Not that my skin's become pimply or anything, but it just looks dull.
Yeah. Well, I hear you completely. I mean, I didn't really think about weight until I had my first child. And obviously putting on weight, I wasn't too worried about putting on weight when I was pregnant. I actually didn't even think about it. I was just so overjoyed to be pregnant. And I thought, gosh, this is really the first time in my life where I'm going to eat whatever I want, whenever I want. But as a result of that, I did put on quite a lot of weight. And I did have to battle. You know, I wasn't one of those people that just woke up after I'd had my baby and it dropped off me. And I found I ate twice as much when I was breastfeeding because I had to make so much milk to feed, you know. Absolutely. To give Harry enough.
What did you crave nutrition when you were pregnant?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
All the time. I would have, really? Like at least a hamburger a day.
Oh my gosh, for both? For both your pregnancies?
No, just for Harry.
And for Finn?
For Finn, I didn't really crave anything. For Finn, I put on very, very little weight because Finn basically was such an easy pregnancy. I didn't feel nauseous or hungry or anything. I just felt completely normal. It was like I wasn't even pregnant. And Finn was enormous.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, he literally was twice. Harry was 6 pounds and Finn was 9. So there was a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And
of course.
I put more weight on with Harry than Finn. But it did.
How much
just
weight
make
did you put
you
on?
I think I put on over 2 stone with Harry.
That's nothing. That's like 16 kilos. I put on 25 kilos for Alexander, for Josephine, and for Nicholas.
But that, yeah.
25 kilos, that's 75 kilos in 6 years.
You just have to do whatever your body is craving. Because
100%.
I feel like if you hold back when you're pregnant, you're not giving your baby everything you need. And I was very much of the mindset, my child is choosing what we're eating.
All I wanted with Alexander was toast with melted butter and honey.
Yum.
And cereal. For Josephine, I craved whiskey and oranges.
Whiskey.
Isn't that bizarre?
Oh my God.
I've never been a whiskey girl in my entire life.
I lost a lot of hair when I was pregnant with both children. I know it's hard to believe, but it came out in clumps and I was frightened. And I actually went to see my doctor and said, what can I do? And he said, it's perfectly normal. And I started taking supplements from my local health food shop. And I can't even remember what they were, but I religiously took them. And slowly but surely, my hair started growing back. And obviously now it's absolutely fine. But it does...
Do you believe in these supplements for hair?
Well...
Because I actually recently have been sent some supplements. And I've been taking a German variation and... a French variation, and I took both for about a month, and I saw zero difference.
It's really funny you should ask me that question, because I've been approached by a pharmaceutical company to bring out a line of supplements, and I said I will only do it if it really works, because yeah. I have tried a lot of products on the market, and like you say, you're not sure if it's that, or if it's your hormones, or if it's your diet. And I think it is a lot to do with your diet. But I'm willing to go down this investigative path with this pharmaceutical company and see if I can really bring something to the market that is beneficial to people, because it is frightening when your hair falls
out. But darling, how do you think that your hair is so fantastic? I posted on my Instagram this morning, at Caroline Fleming Official, a picture of myself modeling a number of years ago, and my hair in the picture is curled, and my hair at the time was almost so long that I could sit on it. It was after Alexander was born, so it's probably in the last 10 years this picture was taken. And 3 years ago, my hairdresser and my best Danish friend decided for the Yale Style Awards that they wanted a dramatic change yeah. because I was going into my 40s. They decided, without my knowledge, to cut my hair, and they literally cut my hair to just above my shoulders. I think it's okay. But what I find frustrating is the fact that it's never been able to grow back. And I often look at your hair. I don't look at you with envy, because I don't have a gram of envy and jealousy in my body. But I do look at it and think, wowzers, it is so beautiful. Can you think of anything that you do that makes your hair grow?
Yeah.
Because I would say on a normal day-to-day basis, I'm pretty healthy.
Well, I would say it's a lot down to genetics. My father still to this day has a very thick head of grey hair. My mother less so, but my father's always had incredibly
Isn't that interesting?
Thick hair.
My dad was counting his last four hairs.
Yeah, so
literally
I think it's a lot
them.
To do with genetics. I also think from day one, my mother and father were always very much about children, their little girls having long hair. And it was always my sister and I until we were 12 when my brother came along. My sister has even thicker hair than I do.
Are you serious? Did you brush your hair 100 times every day? Because our father made us brush our hair morning and evening 100 times.
No, we never did that. But my father was adamant that we'd never cut our hair. So really, my hair has been shoulder length or slightly longer for my entire life. And there have been several times when I've wanted to cut it because it does get boring. And my sister-in-law, Caroline, always says to me, cut it off, cut it off.
Do you believe in cutting your hair every 40 days? Because I met a really brilliant hairdresser when I was on a Shatila shoot in the Maldives in January. And this wonderful, wonderful hairdresser at the Riti Ra was saying to me that if you cut under a centimetre every 40 days, that will really help your hair growing.
I can't believe that. I don't do it myself. My hairdresser is kind of an investment for me. I've only ever found one hairdresser that can cut long hair and make it do something more interesting than just having a few layers put in.
Is that our darling Michael?
It's Michael, and he's at Nyumba, and really, I've been going on and off to him from the age of 25, and I discovered him at Neville's, and then he set up on his own, and I tried to go to places nearer home or less expensive, but really, he's the only person that really can cut a really fabulous shape into my hair, so I don't have to do too much to it, because I think for me, I don't, you know, even though I use my heated rollers, they take me 5 minutes. I don't want to have to style my hair. I have done nothing to it
today.
Darling,
it's amazing that your heated rollers don't damage your hair. What do you put in to protect?
Always Moroccan hair oil.
Let me understand. So you wash your hair, and we both love 72 hair.
So I wash
hair,
it with 72
which is just
hair.
Incredible.
Exactly. So I and basically
then while it's wet, would you put the Moroccan oil in?
Yeah. So I wash it really, really thoroughly twice. Scrub my scalp, and I
with nails or
with my nails. I really, really scrub it, and a lot of hair comes out when I wash my hair because I really go for it. And then on a normal hair wash, I'll use their moisturizing shampoo and then intense hydrating conditioner. And then towel dry it, really rinse it. That's another key thing. Don't leave any residue in your hair.
With cold water or hot water?
I do a cold rinse at the end. I always try and do that at the very, very end. And then once it's towel dried, so I leave it in a towel for 10 minutes or whatever while I'm getting dressed, then I will put a couple of pumps of hair oil, and I use either the 72 hair oil or the Moroccan hair oil.
I love Moroccan hair oil.
And I rub it into the palms of my hands and I smooth it all over the ends. And if my hair is feeling a bit dry, then I'll put it in the scalp as well. But if I put it in the scalp, then I tend to need to wash it sooner. And I really only like to wash my hair 2, maximum 3 times a week. Between washes, I use the Bardu dry shampoo, which I love. It's very, very fine. You've got to hold it away from your head. I think the mistake people make with dry shampoo is that you hold it too close to your hair and then you get a white film in your hair.
Hey ho, single mothers who have their children coming down the stairs because it's still the Easter holidays here.
Hey,
ladies. Hey, boys. Oh my gosh, you've got a blue mouth. Oh, you had sweeties. Aren't you
so
lucky that it's your Easter holidays?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
So, but where were we? We were talking hair masks, weren't we? Well, we did the supplements. Then we were saying, how often do we do a mask? And I always religiously do a mask once a week. And there's a reason for that. And it's just basically to lock it back in all the moisture that you take out with blow drying and heated rollers and tongs and whatever else you're doing. I'm actually dreadful on the tong. I don't even know. I just burn my hands, burn the carpet.
Do you think the tong is one of the worst things for the hair? Do you think it's worse than rollers?
Rollers are fine because you only put them in for 5 minutes and they're not that. I mean, it doesn't damage my hair. I don't know about other people's, but touch wood, it doesn't damage mine.
Could I please have another session? Because the session you gave me while we were filming Ladies of London in Cornwall.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time that I've tried, and I've probably tried 4 times since you gave me, and I've got to say, the most incredible tutorial. But the funny thing is that I don't understand if you should roll into your head or away from your head.
You obviously weren't paying attention because I quite clearly explained that you roll them.
Could you do another explanation? Maybe we should do an Insta story, a live Insta story, where we show all our wonderful followers how to make the fabulousness hair of your hair a reality for me.
Okay.
And it can be a tutorial at the same time.
Let's do that.
Can we do that next week?
Yes, but I'm wondering whether we should do it with my new prototype when my rollers are ready.
I would love that. When are they ready?
Well, not for a little bit.
Well, maybe we should practice on the other ones and then get perfect with your ones.
Exactly. Let's get perfect with my ones later. Mm-hmm. So the hair mask is a must because it locks back all the moisture that you strip out. So I always do a wash, really, really good wash, scrub my scalp, scrub everything, towel dry. And then when it's nearly dry, but only through toweling, you then put the mask in.
And do you brush it with the mask in?
Yes. Brush the
mask. With a comb or a brush?
With a brush. Mm-hmm. And then you wash the brush. Mm-hmm. Comb it Clearly. Through. I only ever use a brush because the comb breaks my hair.
Do you use the Mason Pearson brushes?
No. Brushes. No.
Not the Do you use the Tangle?
I love the Mason Pearson brushes and I use them on my boys because they're so gentle.
Yeah.
I find if I use it on my hair, sometimes it makes it go a bit frizzy.
So what brush do you use?
I just use a really bog standard brush with rubber bristles.
I beg your pardon. Bog standard. What does bog standard even like what does bog what even mean? Do you know what? Being Danish, I have heard since I went to school in England, aged 7 years old, I've heard a lot of people talking about bog this, bog that, bog standard here and there. What does it actually mean? What does it even mean?
Well, there's two definitions for bog. There's obviously a muddy hole in the ground, which is a bog, which can suck your welly off.
Okay.
Or there's a bog, it's slang for loo, bathroom.
So bog standard is like we're down in the loo.
I know, I'm going to Google it because I don't think that bog standard actually means that. If it does, I'm
not. So can I comprehend that bog standard just means basic. Really, really normal basic?
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So you get a basic hairbrush from
Boots? I get a basic hairbrush. Well, actually, my hairbrush at the moment is from Luke Henderson's range.
Oh, remember he bought out yes, that range yes, of brushes? Course, of course.
And it's really, really nice. Very gentle. Basically, the gentler the brush, the less damage to your hair. So Mason Pearson are amazing because they're so gentle. But because the bristles are quite pointy, you can't put a hair mousse through them because you'll never, a hair mask, because you'll never get it out. It will go behind the rubber backing and make a real mess. But I think that you brush that through, and this is what I do. I brush it through my hair, and then I tie it in a top knot. Mm-hmm. Then
leave it for how long?
I leave it, depending on how long I've got. If I'm just watching TV.
What is the minimum time that you would
10 minutes.
Mask? Okay.
But preferably, you'd leave it on for half an hour, or I sometimes leave it on for a couple of hours. And the longer you leave it, the more silky your hair. Mm. And it's not easy to style straight afterwards. You do need one wash. Although the Raua, I can't say that, Raua.
Are you serious that after you've done a mask, you need to wash your hair again with shampoo?
No. You just do it normally, but it might be a bit silky. So you'll have, well, my hair goes dead straight. My hair is naturally dead straight. And I have always wanted curly hair, which is why I love heated rollers.
Darling, are you Googling now or are you taking a photo of yourself with your iPhone?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at bog standard. What is the meaning of bog standard?
Yes.
Okay, just for anybody out there that doesn't know, it's completely ordinary without anything special added. That's what bog standard. It's got nothing to do with
Thank
loo
you for the explanation.
Or mud. So that's that. Anyway, so back to the hair. So that's how I keep it looking glossy. It's just always rather like we have our beauty regimes, which we're going to come on to next. I do the same with my hair. So I always tie it up at night so it doesn't get all tangled up. So the less brushing, the better in the morning. And also, if I've used my heated rollers the night before, if I've gone out to dinner or drinks, and I do my heated rollers, put a little bit of a fine mist of the Elnett Normal Strength hair spray. Using a firm strength hairspray completely damages my hair, makes it into one big, sticky, horrible mess. You can't run your hands through it, and it's basically like a perm. So I absolutely detest it. So use a really gentle hairspray, which just keeps the waves but allows movement.
Like that classical gold L'Oreal?
That's the one.
That Elnett. Even our great-grandmothers
will... I've used it my whole life, and I swear by it. The Elnett Normal Strength Shampoo.
I wonder how many cans of that L'Oreal sell per year.
God knows, a lot.
It must be a lot. Another word of advice that I have to say, which is I'm often complimented on my hair color.
Oh, yeah.
And I go and have my highlights done probably two times a year with the lovely Julia at Nyumba Salon, the same salon Sophie goes to, because they really are very brilliant. But for the remainder of the year, I have to say that the sun still kisses my hair.
And well, you're naturally blonde, aren't you?
I'm naturally blonde, absolutely. And I find if I'm in really serious heat like Dubai, I do put in extra hair oil. And I find that the combination of hair oil and sunlight just nourish it and also kiss it a little blonder.
Yeah, no, and it looks gorgeous now, very blonde. And actually, that's something really interesting.
Do you believe in lemon juice and hair?
No, that's really bad for your hair. But there is something really interesting about colour, which Nyumba have often told me, is that if you have your hair slightly coloured, whether it's highlights, lowlights, a tint, it actually gives your hair much more volume and texture. So it will when you style your hair, whether it be in heated rollers or Velcro rollers or a tong, your hair will stay in its style for a lot longer than if you haven't color treated your hair. So actually, there are benefits to having your hair colored.
Well, and for me, God for that,
having long, straight hair, which could be very, very boring, I always have a few high and low lights, a little bit of balayage throughout, just to give it a bit of interest. I know at the moment it's gone a little over the top on that, and I'm going to have it toned down. Because unfortunately, it's all trial and error with colour. Sometimes you have too much, sometimes you have too little, and I think this time I had a bit too much, and I want to tone it down. I want to go back to chestnut with a bit of a golden feel.
Oh, I think it looks beautiful. I think it looks beautiful. Looking at you from where I'm sitting right now, I also see and I notice that you actually always wear nail polish.
Or I didn't last time, actually.
Oh, you did?
I didn't because I was in the country and I gave my nails a break.
But so how often do you give your nails a break?
Hardly ever. And hardly I don't ever. Because they break.
Do you use normal varnish or shellac?
Shellac.
Do you think that's better for you?
No, it's not as good for you. But my nails are really... soft. So if I don't put shellac on, I might as well just have my nail varnish on for 24 hours, which is a total waste of money for me because I am constantly washing my hands. I've got lots of animals at home. I do, you know, lots of heavy work with my hands. Being an interior decorator, I'm always measuring, you know, pulling things.
Using
and
your hands all the time.
I use my hands all
like
the time.
Being a chef.
And I wash them the entire time. Yeah. So if I don't have shellac, my manicure, I might as well just throw £30 in the bin.
But you know what's interesting? Because you hardly ever see me with any nail varnish on my nails. One of the reasons for that is I've been told that the nails are also one of our most penetrating areas.
It is quite scary that
it sucks up as much
the toxins
as our skin does. So I really try to wear as little nail varnish as possible, and especially when I'm in the sun, I find that if I can get seawater, sand and sun, it really strengthens my nails. Because I found that on the occasion that I do my nails, and I quite like biogel, because apparently the ingredients in biogel are less toxic than normal gel, but I do find that it really weakens my nails.
It does, yeah.
And you know, when I recently did the Shatila shoot, I did a shoot for this wonderful jewelry brand that I'm ambassador for, Shatila, and Ilan von Unwerth, the incredible photographer, wanted me to have very long red nails, so long that I actually had to have acrylic nails. And I had them put on the day before the shoot. And I've got to say, 4 days after the shoot, I was going ballistic. I cannot deal with having long nails.
I hate
especially
long nails
because
as well.
I'm also very hands-on. Yeah. I cook many meals every single day. Yeah. I do so much with my hands. So I had to go back and have these acrylic nails taken off. And I feel as if I was only left with a layer of skin.
Ooh, that's horrible.
So painful, so uncomfortable. And our nails really are very thin. And I just think often, this gel that is actually scraped off, so many fibers of the nail are scraped off at the same time. So I'm not surprised that your nails are weakened. So I think it's great to, you know, for at least a few weeks or months here and there, give them a real break, keep them short, keep them massaged, maybe with almond oil.
Yes, I put lots of hand cream on because my hands get so dry. That's the one part of my... Well, I slather myself on a daily basis with the Biotherm oil cream, which is in the gold bottle. And I put it on every single day after my shower.
Biotherm?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just slather it on every...
In a gold bottle?
And it's in a gold bottle. It's the one with oil.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And it locks in all the moisture. And I put it on a lot on my hands at night
as
well.
That sounds so nice. Have you ever tried using organic cold-pressed coconut oil? Using half a teaspoon of that with the same amount of normal body moisturizer and mixing them together.
Oh, I'll try
and
that.
And moisturizing your skin. It is incredible.
And it smells
delicious.
To moisture
the skin. It
smells
actually yummy.
That's another
coconut
really good thing for your
incredible.
Hair.
Yes,
is coconut
that.
Oil as
and
a mask.
Yes, I've
never tried
that.
It, but apparently it's really good for your hair.
And I find that either on its own, but it does make you very greasy when you moisturize your skin only in coconut oil. I find it's wonderful if I mix it 50-50 with another of my favorite body moisturizers. My very favorite being the mango and black pepper souffle made by a Danish company called Amazing Space. Or I mix it with a classical body lotion made by another Danish company called Trombo. Both these companies are completely natural ingredients, so much so that the owners have said you can eat the creams. That's how natural they are. And I find mixing these body lotions with coconut oil is what really keeps my skin so soft and supple. To all you people who so kindly compliment me on my, as you call it, flawless skin. It's not completely flawless. I do have a little bit of pigmentation here and there, but I am pretty lucky to have a little bit of Irish blood in my family, which I think is one of the reasons also we don't have so many wrinkles. But also a very high oil diet. I consume at least a liter and a half of olive oil per week, combined with using half moisturizer and half coconut oil on a very regular basis, has really done wonders for my skin.
Your skin does look great.
But I exfoliate. I would say that I have one of these coarse gloves.
I have the
same. And every day when I have a shower, I spend between 30 seconds and 2 minutes scrubbing my skin. I scrub my skin. And if I don't use this, I use a dry brush. I do dry brushing.
Do
and
you?
On my face, I exfoliate once or twice a week. And I've had a lot of questions about peels. And what I do, and we are going to be speaking to Miriam Ackerman, who's a wonderful dermatologist and skin doctor. And I go and see Miriam probably every 6 to 8 weeks, where she gives me a very light peel that she puts on my face for about 5 minutes. When she takes it off, I go under the red light for 10 minutes. And red light is incredible for boosting
red
the collagen levels.
Yeah, that's very,
it is
very
so
true.
Amazing. And I just find that this keeps my skin feeling and looking so youthful that I don't feel the need to wear makeup. I'm almost the type of person that I feel weird when I wear makeup. It just does. I like the fact that my skin can breathe. I like the fact that you can see my skin. I don't like this layer of makeup and foundation. To me, it looks fake. And I, it just looks bad on me. I know so many people who look incredible wearing makeup. I mean, you look amazing wearing makeup.
Well, I don't wear very much. And but the thing is, amazing. I prep my skin before I put it on. Because
with what? What do you prep with?
I've got two brands that I absolutely love. So obviously I have a regime where I cleanse and moisturize and tone.
With what?
So for my cleanser, I either use the Gazelle face treatment oil, or I've just recently started using the Isabella Lowenstein foaming cleanser, which is really, really gentle. Basically, I use a foaming cleanser that is incredibly gentle because my skin is very, very sensitive and it will go blotchy very, very easily. So I do a facial cleanse and then I probably will use the Sarah Chapman toner. I use a few different things. And then I use during the evening at nighttime, I use the Gazelle treatment oil age defense night cream, which is quite thick, but my skin loves it, literally swallows it up as soon as I put it on. That for me is a bit heavy for the daytime. So for the daytime, I use the Oskia, which I absolutely love. It's all natural daily facial moisturizer. And then before I put my makeup on, I will always use a primer. I'll either use the MAC primer, that's probably my favorite, or I'll use the Laura Mercier primer. But I find that if I put my primer on before I use my MAC face and body foundation, which I put on with a big brush.
Face and body foundation?
I only use it on my foundation? Face. I only use it on my face.
Does that even exist?
It's called face and body, but oh, you can put it on your legs if you're wearing a dress for a wedding. I've never done it, but if you're doing a photo shoot and you want flawless skin, then you can use it on your body.
You can take the girl out of Scandinavia, but you can't take the Scandinavian out of the girl. I've never heard of body foundation in my entire life. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So the lovely thing about the MAC face and body is it's incredibly light. Okay, so and it's not... If I wear any other foundation on my face, it looks like I'm wearing a lot of makeup. And that is a makeup look that I absolutely hate. I know it's all the rage at the moment to look like you're wearing a lot of makeup. And
is it?
Kendall Jenner does her amazing and Kim Kardashian do their tutorials on this very, very strong makeup, which basically hides all your natural features. And you can paint on any expression you want, pretty much. You look like a perfect doll. And although it suits some people, it looks absolutely ridiculous on me. I like the less is more look. So I do my MAC face and body.
Would you say, can I just ask you, would you say that you follow these fashions and fads? Because
no, I don't have time.
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know what people are doing.
I have a couple of people downloaded on my Instagram who do makeup tutorials, which I find really helpful. I don't really get a makeup artist ever to help me with my makeup because I like the less is more look. And actually, when I was with Julie Montague doing Watch What Happens Live, and we were in New York doing this press tour when we were doing Ladies of London, Bravo very kindly kept sending a makeup artist. And Julie would love it and have it all put on. And I would say, I don't want that much makeup. I'd much rather do it myself because I know what looks good.
You're naturally beautiful, Soph. You really are.
So, you're very sweet. But I think the less is more for me. So yeah. I always put the foundation on the back of my hand, use this huge brush, and I use the Kevin O'Quan brush, which has got a huge head. And I dip it in the foundation on the back of my hand, and I literally, rather like painting a wall, just slap it on. Wow. And I'm not too bothered about how it looks when you're slapping it on because it just sinks into the primer. And then I use a little bit of the MAC cream blush in Peach, and I put that on my cheeks. And then I use a little bit of Hourglass bronzer to dust underneath my cheekbones, which gives you a bit of contouring, and then the top hairline of my forehead. And then I'll put some eyeliner on and lipstick, and that's it.
And is this like your everyday?
Yeah.
That's so interesting for me to hear because I wake up in the morning and I take a face cloth and I put very, very hot water on it.
Mm.
And then I fold it out over my face and press. Mm-hmm. And then I do a quick wash of my face. This is after I've had my shower.
Mm.
And then I put on Estee Lauder's Night Repair, Crème de la Mer eye cream. And then I put on a combination of Charlotte Tilbury's Magic Cream, which has an SPF in it, and Natural Bisée Liqueur. It's like a slightly tinted moisturizer.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, it looks gorgeous on you.
Then in the evening, I very often just use the warm cloth again. Mm-hmm. Maybe once a week I use Mirian's Clean and Cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
And I adore her different serums, which mm-hmm. I put on one of the kinds under my Estee Lauder Night Repair, which I use every single day. Or I will maybe once a week use, we were very kindly given by Dr. Lancer a bag of goodies. Mm-hmm. I love mixing his facial cleanser with the exfoliation, but like the size of a pea, so little product. Mm-hmm. And then again, the warm cloth. To me, I just find that if I can have water and a warm cloth to clean mm-hmm. my face, that is basically all I want.
Yeah.
And Estee Lauder's Night Repair. If I could only have one product in the whole wide world, it would be Estee Lauder's Night Repair for day and for night. I think it is unbelievable.
Yeah, and you see, that for me just doesn't work on my skin. So it's so funny that we all have different loves. And I used to use Chanel on my face. And then that after a while, that really dried my skin out. Now I'm obsessed with Gazelle and Oskia. I used to do regular Sarah Chapman facials, which if you haven't had one, you have to go and try one.
I have had one, but can I quickly stop you there? Love because those. You just mentioned Chanel. I've got to tell you guys that after I had my first child, Alexander, who's now going to be 14 in a few days' time, I got the worst pigmentation. I mean, literally, I looked like a brown splodge. And I might post one of these days on my Insta story just to show you guys that I was back basically a brown splodge with a few white specks here and there. That was how bad my pigmentation mm-hmm. was. And I didn't know what to do. I went to different dermatologists. I tried so many different products. And it wasn't until I came across, and it is an investment, I've got to say, but Chanel's Sublimage. It is a cream that is made up of a fruit acid. This cream I used faithfully for a year. And look at my skin now.
Yeah, you don't have any
pigmentation. I have not looked back and I've never had pigmentation since. It completely got rid of my pigmentation. I've recommended it to two of my very, very dear girlfriends who had very bad pigmentation. They too started using Chanel's Sublimage and have had the most unbelievable results. It doesn't work for everyone. My sister's tried. It didn't work for her. But if you do have very bad pigmentation, it is definitely worth trying Chanel's Sublimage, which for me and a few others that I know has been a complete miracle. And we've never looked back. You know, wow. It takes 6 to 12 months to get rid of it completely. It costs about £300 per mm-hmm. Cream, which I know is very expensive. But the results are unbelievable. Amazing.
Wow, that is interesting.
We've now got our boys coming down. I think we need to say thank you very much for today.
Hi.
Hi, Harry Stanbury. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hi, Finster. That is all for us today. Thank you so much for listening. We will speak to you next week. Lots of love.
Lots of love from London.
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your
catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.